The North Dakota Supreme Court is being asked to decide whether Measure 3 should be on the ballot this fall. The measure is a state constitutional amendment put on the ballot by initiative. It is wide-ranging, covering state election laws. For example, it would in part create legislative subdistricts for members of the North Dakota House, allow approval voting, do away with party primaries, and would put redistricting in the hands of the new State Ethics Commission. A group called the Brighter Future Fund asked the court to disallow it being on the November ballot. Attorney David Asp argued that people who signed the initiative's petitions should have been shown the entire text of the measure, including a state statute that would be made part of the state constitution if the measure would pass.
Without that full text requirement, without seeing the full text of those provisions in statute through measure into the constitution, the people don't know what they're agreeing to put on the Constitution or eventually voting for.
A group called North Dakota Voters First submitted that measure. Attorney Tim Purden represents the group, and he told the court, voters should make this decision.
They're asking you to take a big step here, taking away the vote on Measure 3 after 30,000 folks, over 30,000 folks have signed this petition. That's a big step, and they offer very thin gruel here.
The High Court has taken the case under advisement. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.